Okay, just a quick thought, lest I forget, everyone, while supplies last, everyone's invited to take a copy of my new Sefer, right here. Anyway, that's your Hanukkah bonuses, that's all there is. It's interesting, Chazal, they're very, very careful in what they say. And, the Mishnah Avos tells us, Kol Divrayim Gachalei Esh, all the words of Chazal are like coals. And Ramchal explains that when you blow on a coal, so it flares up and all different colors come out. So also every word of Chazal, if you just blow on it a little bit, you'll see a lot of Tam Meitor. You see that every word was thought out. They coined the halacha of Ner Chanukah Ad Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk. It's a very odd way of, saying until there's no more legs, rego, in the shuk. Let's just say, until there are no people in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, why the shuk and why raglayim? As part of the puzzle, Rav Yosef said, about, Shavuos, that igla tilsa, you want to have the best meat, right? Because ilav hahu yoima kama Yosef ika b'shuka. If not for Shavuos, there's a lot of people called Yosef in the marketplace. Again, the shuk. Why the shuk? Just say kama Yosef ika. Of course, the whole question also is what was he really saying? Ilav hahu yoima. What he wanted Torah, have a profession, right? Yal al adas. Right, it's chas v'shalom, right? For anything other than lishma, right? So ilav hayom kam yosef kavshuka. It's also he was a smart guy. He was Sinai. He was the man who knew all the mishnayos, all the brises. So if he would have gone into law, he would have been a good lawyer. If he'd gone into medicine, he would have been a good doctor. So what does it mean? Ilav hayom kam yosef kavshuka. The whole thing, begs an explanation. but the idea is like this, you ask that for question of, value. What is value? Something has value, right? In the secular world, they'll tell you very simple. If there's a market for it, if there's a market, then it has value. If it's marketable, right? So imagine if they could something be valuable even if there's no market for it. Be'etzem valuable, whether people are smart enough to want it or not. And that's what we say is our Torah. The Torah is be'etzem chashuv, and that's what Chazal really mean when they say Torah is the best schayra, because all other schayra, right, it's only if someone's stupid enough to want it, and it could be the need is not real, and it's not very useful, but you get people mindlessly wanting it, right, and once you establish this, pseudo-need, so it's marketable, right, and if no one wants it, no matter how chashuv it is, so I can say it's valueless, because no one wants it. Right? And Torah is choshuv be'etzem. It's Dvar Hashem. Question whether you're smart enough to realize it's chashivas and how it's the emes, it's what is. Right? It is be'etzem valuable. Right? It's not valuable because there's a market for it. Right? And that's the amazing thing that Rav Yosef was saying. Right? Kama Yosef Ika Beshuka. Torah is be'etzem valuable. If not for the Torah, you're living in a world of shuk. Where it's just a matter of, can you make a market for it? Are people silly enough to want it? And if it's even if it's be'etzem good, but if no one wants it, it's valueless because no one wants it, right? The Torah got us out of the shuk, right? It got us and liberated us from the market, which is a whole place of pseudo values. That what's about whatever you can move, and the yesod of the market is to move the merchandise. That's also money is also called zuzim, Chazal say, it's zaz, it moves. That's how the economy, and it's called the rat race. You got to keep it moving. Right? You bring your stuff to the market, and over there, that's what zvina harifa means. It's sharp, meaning it moves. You just like you bought salsa, someone else wants to buy it off him, and he flips it. That's zvina harifa, right? It moves, right? Something that's valuable, be'etzem, doesn't need to move. You would want to hold on to it. This thing is not valuable, be'etzem. You just want it as a hechter to flip it, right? And that to flip that, and that to flip that, right? Because it's not valuable, be'etzem. You just want to move it, right? It's all about movement. It's all about, you don't want to stick with it. You want to flip it. Right? That's the sort of the market, because the whole thing is mindless running. People assuming that something has value and it's just like, mindlessly running. the rat race. That's what it means, regel, right? You know, the movement, right? But also, here's the thing, that, you know, the faster something moves, you know, the better merchandise it is. If you had to think every time you had to take a step, you wouldn't be able to run, right? The whole point of, like, running is that you could do it without thinking, and that's why in Lashon HaKodesh, what's a habit, what you do without thought? Hergel. Lashon regel, right? He does run, run, run. You just do it without thinking, right? Like right now, you know, even without the fraud, you know, still 4 million of people mindlessly ran to elect a guy, you know, who was cognitively compromised and corrupt, you know, Beijing Biden. It's, you know, you just create a craze. And that's how the market works. There's a craze. People are running, running without thinking, right? What? What? That's right. Right? It's running, running. It's like, right? People, my socialism's a great idea. You just, as I say, run with it. It's mindless running. But that's, you know, in the world that we live in, that's what makes something being valuable. You know, people run with it. It moves. And generally it involves mindlessness to make it move. No rosh, just raglayim. Right? In the shuk, right? In the shuk, there aren't heads, they're only legs, right? Because it's mindless running, right? So now, where is a person really? Where his legs are, or where his head is? Right? Everyone knows, famous saying the Baal Shem Tov, right? Where is a person, where his thoughts are? But you see this in halacha, right? Where do you have to, like, be? Like, you have to be in sukkah, yeshiva sukkah, right? Which actually, that's, you know, nogea to Hanukkah, you know, Beishamim, Pochetol, Kneged Poriachag, without getting to all, but just to bring an example from Sukkah, you need Rosho Verubo, right? Your head, your feet could be outside of Sukkah, and it's cold, you're in Sukkah because your head's there, right? That's Rosho Verubo. Right? Shulchan is only called Xer Shemim Mashachachar Shulchan, Rosho Verubo. Let's say you do it the other way around. You'll have everything up to your neck in the Sukkah, so you have 99% of your goof in the Sukkah, but your head is not in sukkah, you're not in sukkah. Right? Where your head is, that's where you really are. Right, the Maral says, the Adam is an upside down tree. His head is his roots. That's where he really is, and that's the site of Kol Mi She'ein Bo Das L'Sof Golem Im Komo. Of course, without Das, he's not going to keep his position, because this is where your roots are. This is where you are. So you have no Das, you have no anchor. So L'Sof Golem Im Komo, you're going to lose your position. Right? The shuk is all about mindless running, right? And where a person really should be is where his head is. Right? So, you know, so we're here on earth in a limited amount of time, right? So even if we have to participate, you know, in the shuk, you know, to make a parnasa, right? But it should only be with the legs, not with the head. The head should always be, you know, in Torah, right? Your legs should be in the marketplace, but not your head. Right, but the thing is, you know, that the secular culture, which the Yevarim started, it was Hellenism culture, or cultural war, is that, you know, if it moves, it must be choshev. If it's marketable, it must be choshev. You know, so if we have suckers that'll take our philosophy courses, it must be good because we could sell it, right? You know, so Am Yisrael, you know, we have the Shabbos and we have the Yom Tov. Right, there's a slightly different nuance between them, aside from the chilukim in the halachas, right? But the Navi says, interestingly enough, about Shabbos, im toshiv mi Shabbos raglecha, right? On Shabbos we rein our legs in. So it's not just the pshat. There's an isser of hotzah, mirushus lirushus, and there's isser tchumin, right? But it's toshiv, we rein the legs in. No legs on Shabbos. The world of the legs is ceased, has ceased and desist. Shabbos, kol melach ta'asuya, just like you don't go to the market, but also it's a day where there's no distractions, the whole world of the raglayim does exist. Toshiv mishas raglecha, it's all mushbat. Yom Tov is a little bit different. Yom Tov, there is aliyah larego, right? Because on Yom Tov, you know, it's only chetzel Hashem, it's chetzel lachem, right? Ochel nefesh is mutter, right? It's, you know, it's 50-50, but the 50 that's ours, right, we have to elevate. So on Yom Tov, there is, it's mutter, hotzah, mirushus, lirushus, you can walk, right? But you have to elevate it. It's aliyah l'rego, right? That we come to the Beis HaMikdash, so we'll have raglayim. On Shabbos, it's as if there's no raglayim. Stay where you are. It's like you have no legs, right? That's Shabbos. On Yom Tov, it's like there is raglayim, but you have to raise it up. Aliyah l'rego. So you go to Beis Shemesh. So you made a few bucks. So with that, you're going to bring Shalmei Chagiga. You're going to bring in Olas Re'ia. You have Chetz. And we're going to elevate. It's Aliyah l'rego. Elevate the raglayim. Right? And we go to the Beis Hamikdash to raise up the legs, not to bring the Beis Hamikdash down. But the Yevonim, they broke into the Beis Hamikdash. They brought their market there. Right? All their stuff that they, their, you know, Hellenism was, it was moving. It was moving around the world. It was hot stuff, right? It was moving, right? And, you know, and they broke in to the Beis Hamikdash, and they brought that, you know, over there where we're supposed to be above, raise up the raglayim, they brought the raglayim there. They brought it in, they broke in, trespass entering, you know. They broke it in, say that our secular stuff, that that's all that's valuable. Torah is not valuable, right? So now when the Chashmonaim, you know, pushed them out, and they were metaher de hecho, and they secured our borders and built the walls. You know, that they made 13 pirtzes and they rebuilt them and they built the walls, right? And they restored election integrity, right? But aside, right? But they didn't just keep it there. We're going to reverse. We're going to take the fight to them. Like this mokum, which was shining from the aura of the menorah, which is the aura of Torah, right? We're going to bring the fight to them. We're going to bring the aura of Torah out. Ad shetichle rego min hashuk, right? Managed to reverse the problem. They brought their secularism in, and they trespassed to where we want to get past the raglayim and past the shuk. We're going to bring the fight to them, and we're going to bring the ore to the shuk, right? And we're going to bring the ore all the way down to the raglayim. But Darumelch says ner l'ragli dvarecha, right? That even the legs in the market are not going to run mindlessly. They'll be guided by the light of Ner Mitzvah, which is Besod Ner Chanukah. All right, and that's what we do here at Harborview Capital, right? We bring, you know, we bring the Ora Torah into the Shuk and down to our Glaim that will not, even if we have to go and run with it, right? But we're never going to lose sight of the Ora Torah that will guide us, that, you know, it should never be running mindlessly and detached. Chas v'shalom v'akadosh baruch hu. All right. Lech l'chanukah, everybody. Oh, yeah.